You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's Special Forces soldiers know what it's like to be under fire. The Special Forces have been fighting in Afghanistan since 2002, bearing the brunt of Australia's 250 casualties and 41 deaths there. Now it has been revealed one soldier was threatened in a letter for speaking to an inquiry into Australian military operations in Afghanistan. Defence Minister Maurice Payne says the threat is extremely concerning, and Defence has referred the matter to police.
It is, of course, a criminal offence, and that has been passed to the Australian Federal Police for investigation, and it would not be appropriate for me to comment on that any further. Any action of that nature is, of course, concerning, and I will let the Federal Police investigation take its course.
The soldier spoke to the inquiry, which is investigating operations between 2005 and 2016. Liberal MP Andrew Hastie, a former Special Air Service soldier, has told Fairfax the reports of witnesses being intimidated by fellow soldiers for speaking out are disgraceful. The inquiry, carried out by the Australian Defence Forces Inspector General, does not reveal the identity of witnesses, and hearings are conducted in private. Minister Payne says it's an isolated incident, and she is not aware of any other threats being made to witnesses.
Well, the inquiry is ongoing through the Inspector General of the ADF, and it has the support and the resources it needs at the highest level, including a Supreme Court judge from New South Wales as the Assistant Inspector General in this context.
A defence spokesperson told SBS News witnesses are protected from intimidation and from liability for what they tell the investigation. The Chief of the Defence Force, Mark Biskin, says he's angered by any attempt to suppress evidence given to the inquiry.
I think it's absolutely disgusting that a disaffected person thought that they could threaten a witness and then look to influence the inquiry. That's a criminal act and will be handled appropriately.
This most recent review into the Special Forces is the third to take place in 2 years. The military has already been forced to defend its reputation numerous times this week. A photo leaked to the media on Thursday showed an Australian Special Forces patrol flying a flag with a swastika in Afghanistan in 2007. In response, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull strongly condemned the image of Australian troops displaying the racist symbol.
It was, it was wrong. It was absolutely wrong, and their commanders took action at the time.
Asked if he is worried about the potential of rogue Special Forces soldiers, Air Chief Marshal Mark Biskin is standing by the record of Australia's elite soldiers.
No, I'm not. I trust the Special Forces 100%. They're on standby 24/7 to protect this nation, and I have every confidence in their ability to do that. They do a lot of great work, and what we're seeing is historic allegations that are being dealt with appropriately.
Tom Stainer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.